All right.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the pod, boys. I'm here with the two hosts of the great waifu debate. I found these guys fucking through this website that kind of sucks called Audrey. It's like some mid podcast social network, I guess. But yeah, it was the funniest show I came across without a doubt. The show is the great waifu debate. It's pretty self-explanatory if you know what a waifu is. Where these guys talk about anime titties, bro. Yeah.
Absolutely. Basically,
right?
Absolutely right.
So yeah, I want to know how the hell did you guys get there, man? Like, how do you guys know each other, first of all? Yeah.
I mean, Couch, I guess you can start with the story. It's kind of a story.
So we'd known each other for a while. This all started when we were in high school. We're out of it now. But we were in, I think, like a history class or something like that. Okay. We just like happened to sit next to each other and we started talking about like anime and shit.
Yeah.
And then after a while of just sitting around and like workshopping ideas, since we were like, fuck it, we should just like talk about this and record it. We were like, we were sitting around, we must have wrote down like 20 different names or something. We basically went for the name of the podcast before we actually decided like what the fuck it was actually going to be.
Like a format or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's a good name comes first.
how old are you? You guys are like, 19? 20?
Yeah, I'll be 20 in like 2 months. Okay. So, yeah.
So you guys can't drink in the
city. Absolutely right. Thing? I mean.
Not legally.
Not legally.
So you guys were big, like, I don't know, what's the like political, like what's the, I want to say weebs, but like that's like kind of demeaning, right?
Nah, we're weebs.
Tell me about that. Like, what shows were you guys talking about? Like, how did you? Because like anime, like it's like cool now, but no,
it is
like,
cool now. That is right.
It is cool now, but
that is crazy.
I think like with like shit like Trippie Redd doing it in his music videos, that shit I think was, and Uzi Vert and shit. I think made it cool.
For sure.
Yeah, fucking rap made it cool, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are the same age as all of us, basically, which is kind of interesting, but. It's like, that's like an entry level. You guys are so clearly past like level anime. Like I'd say I'm one tier above entry, but I'm not as far as you guys. I'm a pleb, but I know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. We like to say we've stared into the abyss. Stared back into us, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we had to say
accepting your own degeneracy or whatever, right? Like
that's the first step.
That's the first
step.
I think
go ahead.
The big thing with me was I wasn't really that into anime until middle school. And then I had this like dorky ass friend. I would just sit and like talk about like High School DxD and like really degenerate shit like that with. And that's I was like, these shows are kind of fucking terrible. So I was like, let me watch some good shit for once.
Yeah. So High School DxD was, I feel like I've seen an episode of that shit. It's like borderline hentai, but it's not quite there, right?
Yeah. It gets up there.
Yeah, oh yeah, because it's got like, it's like there's uncensored versions of it, right? That's mm-hmm, that's what mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. I dug in over the last week and a half. I was like, all right, if I'm jacking, I'm fucking.
You gotta find the good shit if you're gonna find the good shit, because
it wasn't
otherwise
very good.
It's not worth
it. Really, it like it's it kind of did it for me, but like I don't know.
If it's not hidden, it's not worth it, as we like to say. You know?
I think the big thing is you have to like anime to like a decent extent in order to like hentai and shit like that.
Yeah,
nah,
I've always found that anime is very good though at making you like. I mean, it's the only thing that that can be close to pornography that can actually tell a good story, like genuinely.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is interesting. To say
it's unique for sure.
Yeah. And what I mean, and we'll talk about this when we do your pod, but what I found super interesting with the show that you guys made me watch, which is called MM exclamation point, was that it was very open, like progressive, if you will, right? Except some things for
it's
some
weird.
Reason it is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, just tell me about like the history, because you guys Twitch stream too, that's right?
Yes, we do. We do a little bit of streaming on the side, you know. Just we enjoy our fair share of video games as well.
And you're a fighting game guy tomorrow, right? That's
yes, your I am. Absolutely.
What about you? What about you, Isaac?
I do a little bit of fighting games, also just like doing like art streams and like tier lists and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
And I think my main game right now is Risk of Rain.
Okay.
I kind of forcefully dragged him in to fighting games.
I mean, fighting games are sick, man, because it's like generally accessible with some exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
I find like shit like BlazBlue. Is that how you say it?
BlazBlue.
I found that shit alienating a little bit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's my
I understand
game.
That.
Yeah. But like shit like, you know, Marvel vs. Capcom and Smash Bros. And shit and Mortal Kombat, that's all fucking pretty easy to step. But once it's like anime, there's another tier, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're always.
Yes, they get in there.
Yeah.
And I just look at them and go, no, I'm good. I don't want none of that.
Yeah, bro. Tell me about like how you guys I don't know how to ask this, but like got into owning it, you know,
like the history kind of
how we got into it, guys being like on I mean again it's cool now, but like to get to the point of you know, having watched how many series have you guys watched on the show now, like
counting hentai, like 43.
Yeah, 40 something.
That's about the amount of series I've probably seen in my lifetime in full. That's wild. Yeah.
This is interesting. Like, where do we start here? Going back to like how we met, we both went to the same middle school, but we never interacted. We're like in completely different social cliques, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, as he said before, we kind of got to know each other in high school. And we're just like, yeah, we talk so much, and we're like, I feel like there's probably somebody out there who would like to hear kind of these thoughts or agree with these or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I think the interesting thing is we are weebs, but at the same time, we
you guys
we
are way better looking than I expected you to be.
Yeah, we separate ourselves.
When you popped on, I was like, yes. Thank God.
Yeah. We separate ourselves from normal weebs in the sense that anime isn't our entire personality.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We hate that people like to make it a personality trait, I guess is what we could say.
Yeah, I find that making anything like that, like making your like ideology, whatever, any of that shit, your personality would be kind of lame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just Oh, go ahead.
No, that's it, keep going.
But yeah, and the majority, if like you get in there, and we were in there at that point, we're like, everyone in the anime community kind of does that. Anime is their personality trait.
Yeah.
You know, like anime is only thing we talk about. I don't know anything else besides anime, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of to the degree is like, I'm ignorant to everything besides anime.
Yeah. And I mean, not to be disrespectful towards any anime creators, but we were like,
liar.
Yeah, I talk shit on them all the time, but we were like,
disrespect is cool.
These guys kind of fucking suck, you know? It's like, they show too much interest, and they don't know when to call a bad show bad.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the weird fear. I've known, because I'll tell you guys my driving interest is I once, a few years ago, got like basically manipulated an anime convention into giving me a panel.
Oh, nice.
With no fucking reason. I had nothing ready. I'm going to lie. And I like basically lied about my credentials.
Uh-huh. And, right.
And
they got,
and, it was the positive impact of anime was what I said. Yeah. And I
Safe
went in
one.
There.
That's smart.
Yeah. Trying to like, I wanted to talk shit, but these people were so like sincere about it all that I ended up just like basically letting people talk. It was really weird. And I did it 2 years in a row.
Sheesh.
Yeah. It was fucked. I was like sneaking vodka while I was doing it. Shit. It was ridiculous.
That's rough.
Yeah. It was rough. The second year was really bad because like I'd mentally broken the fourth wall where I was like, bro, this is so funny. What I'm doing here is too funny.
Yeah.
I got that, you know, when you're in like school in like during like an assembly and you and your buddy are shooting the shit and you're not supposed to laugh. It was that, except I was the teacher.
Right. Talking, right.
You know?
Oh, that's amazing, actually.
Yeah.
I like, kind of want to see that.
Yeah. I filmed the first year. The second year, I don't have it. I can send that over to you guys.
That's amazing.
So that's why I was interested in you guys. I was like, I think these guys are on the same level where like they like this shit, but they know what's up. Like I've never listened to an anime podcast or a YouTuber where I was like, I'd smoke weed with those guys. And then I listened to your show and I was like, I'd smoke weed with these guys. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, your history. I think you just.
Oh yeah, we did kind of trail off. It's one of our
things. It's our specialty.
Our specialty, as it were. So yeah, we kind of got started and we're like, all right, what are we going to do? We'll just start with the big show. Let's start with the most popular one out at the time, which was ReZero, Starting Life in Another World. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of did it and there was no game plan. We just kind of, hey guys, let's do the thing. Let's talk.
Yeah, we had like our format that we've kept up till now, but it was very
bare bones.
It was bare bones and we kind of went too much to the script where it was more like a video essay rather than just dudes talking about anime.
Yeah
absolutely. And it definitely took some time to get into like, okay, what is this, like what makes this our podcast, right?
Yeah
And I think we kind of hit that. I think it took like a solid 15 episodes, man. Like there were hints of it like going on earlier, but like I think 15 and forward is where we really started. Like we just bullshit for like 10 minutes and then we're like, oh yeah, anime.
Yeah.
We just kind of shoot the shit, you know?
Yeah. You say, yes, sir, a lot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was sitting in bed last night, kind of baked listening to it. And I was like, yes, sir.
We have our, I guess, our concurrent catchphrases like that.
Verbal tics at that point.
It just kind of happens, you know.
That's
you
good,
just,
man.
You get the feeling to say it and you just say it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I fuck with it. I'm ready for it. Sweet. Yeah. Okay, what's your shit? I was last night after I finished this MM show, I was like, all right, these guys are sending me down a fucking rabbit hole. What's next? And I was like going through all the shows that you guys have watched and I was like, okay, most of them are like have Japanese names and I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna sit and Google all of these. Fuck that. So what's fair like enough. If you guys have like a, I don't know, a top five each or something, send it my way. I don't think you guys have done that on the show. I probably listened to off and on, like I didn't finish all of them to be honest.
Oh yeah, for sure. Don't you don't need to do that.
It's just I'd throw on GTA and put it on in the background. You know, like
yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we hoped it'd be listened to, kind of casually. Yeah. I think Cal's kind of has his more solidified.
I have mine kinda, my top five always kinda shift depending on how recent I've watched the shows, since I like to rewatch shows pretty often. But
yeah,
I'd say number one is the entirety of the Monogatari series, which is a really big one.
Yeah, I watched the first series of that. And then I tried to watch the second one a lot later and was like, I can't follow this shit.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's an active viewing
It's
experience.
Some David Lynch shit, you know, like big time. Like,
Yeah, for sure.
I like a lot of the shit where it's just really fucking flashy and nothing really makes sense, but
yeah, it's like that shit's art though, like genuinely art, the Monogatari series. Yeah.
But Tatami Galaxy at 2 probably.
Right.
Really? That's a recent one.
Yeah, nah. I just recently finished it and it's so fucking good. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's the critics love that one. The Western critics really love that one.
I haven't seen it. Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei. All three seasons of that.
Absolutely.
That one's really fucking good.
Right.
I'm kind of unsure about the last two. I want to say probably Makaku City Actors at 4 and Grand Blue at 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you got, man?
For me?
Yeah.
Okay, I have, like, three that float around at all times, really. One is Gintama. I know that's a real popular one.
I fuck with Gintama heavy. I haven't finished. I'm maybe 80 episodes in, but it's so funny, genuinely.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I love it. Yeah. It's just such a good balance between like the heart and then the comedy.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
And like good story, but it doesn't like get over encompassed by like continuity, but it has it,
but it's not too stressing. It's not stressing about it, you know?
Yeah.
As Couch said before, Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei, it was one of my favorites, and I was just like, dog, I know it's 3 seasons, we have to do it on the show. It's so good.
Okay.
I think the English translation would be Goodbye Despair Sensei.
Okay.
For me, 3 is probably Grand Blue. His number 5. It's just a solid comedy about college guys drinking and hanging out, and then they also happen to be in a diving club.
Okay. It's just where they never fucking, anime, dude. They never go diving, you know.
They never go diving. They just drink.
Diving into the bottle.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And those are my 3. I almost forgot.
Go ahead. Yoshiraku. Yoshiraku as an honorable mention for my top 5.
Yeah, I might as well throw that up there on my top 5 since I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I watch so much. You forget about like a lot of things.
You really, same thing with reading manga and shit. You forget about it until you look at the fucking name, and then it's like, oh, yeah, that exists.
That was so good.
I get that. I watch a lot of, you know, movies.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I watch one to two movies a day, and it's like I'll completely forget about shit, and then somebody will start talking about something. I go, I fucking saw that shit.
Yeah.
And it was okay. generally, it's okay, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I love anime though. It's closed form generally, right? It's like the story. It's always here it is. Right?
Yep.
And it's not like the BBC like British shit where it's like 3 episodes or whatever.
Right. Yeah. And
it's not like Western shit where they're trying to make as much cash as possible. They just fucking try shit out. It's such a crazy form.
Yeah. It is. It's so interesting. There's so many different ways to make an anime and have one. I'm just like, there's so much of it, you can just talk about it forever.
Yeah, it's
but,
endless, man. It's fun.
Again, with as much as there is, there's just as much shit. And I think that's also part of our thing that we actively try to do with the podcast, where we're like, okay, we don't want to just do the shows everyone's doing. That's just not us.
You guys don't do that, that's for sure.
We kind of refuse.
It's like, oh, this is popular, let's do something else instead.
I think you guys have only done the maybe 3 or 4 like mainstream known shows, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, those were definitely the ones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We did a couple like back to back early on. I remember our first 3 were like My Hero, ReZero, and then Monster Musume.
Right.
We're like first 3. And we were just like, all right, I don't want to do popular shows. Not only are they long. And I don't remember half of it sometimes. They're also, like, just not... Like, what could we say that hasn't been said already?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, we want to kind of expose people to things they have no clue. Like, they don't know what the fuck this is. And we kind of want to make them go check it out. Just hopefully through our enthusiasm or our negativity, right?
Visceral reactions, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when we don't... like the show, I've gone on like 20-30 minute rants about how fucking bad a show is before. It's just like
it's your favorite thing to do.
Back. It's my favorite thing. I love talking shit about shitty shows.
Arctic, man. It's the Well, you know, they say it's there's this critic named Lester Banks who wrote for fucking Rolling Stone magazine. This is some fucking art shit. Which is my forte, I guess. But like fucking basically he would never review something he loved was his thing.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck do I have to say? It's like, I love it.
It's good.
That's
it.
That's it. There's nothing more to say. I'm going to keep listening to it. And that's it. You know, but he would write scathing reviews, you know?
Oh yeah.
That guy's a legend. Yeah. He's a great writer.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that kind of train of thought where it's so much more meaningful to talk about why a show has its flaws rather than why it's good. I don't know. I just feel like it's much more meaningful to do that in a way.
Yeah. Like a couple of the times when we've been reviewing shows after like talking about it for 30 or 40 minutes, I'm like, fuck this. I'm dropping the rating I gave it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, yeah. Was it really this bad? All right.
Yeah, when you actually break it down.
1 star now.
Yeah, that's what we do. We start breaking it down. You're like, wow, this is actually shit. 3 out of 10. The more you
guys do a good job with the format, sort of, in that, like, most shows that, like, I've talked to a few guys that have, like, movie podcasts and shit mm-hmm. like that. And generally, like, it follows a very simple format. You bullshit at the beginning. And then you do, like, a full-on synopsis. You guys do that. But the synopsis always, I find, bogs everything down, where you kind of just slowly run through the whole show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys are pretty good at making that not lame as shit.
Yeah, I mean, we don't like to, like, focus on it, really, because, like, if you're watching it...
You're trying to talk about titties, bro.
I mean, yeah, but like, you know what I'm saying, like,
or thighs, right? Whatever.
Yeah, any of the above, really. But like, we just don't like focusing on like what happened in the show, because who cares? You want to know what it's like. You want to know what the experience is about.
Yeah, the vibe, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we'll talk about
vibey shit. It's yeah. There's very, I guess, like, some have really good narratives, but generally character-driven medium, I find, more than anything, and vibe, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They definitely have specialized in character-driven media, for sure. Yeah. And, yeah, unless the concept itself is, like, super interesting that we want to go into and explain why it's interesting, we kind of just don't want to be like, oh, yeah, so this whole show is about...
Yeah. I don't want to hear somebody tell me what happens in The Prince of Tennis or some shit, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't care. They play tennis.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Is it funny? I don't know. I want to know why it was good or why it was absolute shit.
Yeah.
It's also why we were like, you know, decided to throw away the kind of like no spoilers. Like,
yeah, fuck that. No.
If we want to talk about the show,
no, fuck it.
Also, there's no way about spoilers is so like Reddit 2015, in my opinion.
I mean, like,
if you click
on a review or like something where people are talking about a show, you can't expect to not get spoiled.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so ugly when you try to dance around literally everything.
Mm-hmm.
Cause then you just repeat yourself for 50 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess like there's exceptions to that, sort of, like if you're like talking about something with a twist, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
But
of
other
course.
Than that, like a, yeah.
Mostly,
but also fuck that. Spoil it.
Yeah. I mean, we do like, when we talk about a show, we do a little bit of like a spoiler alert kind of thing. But if there's something like really big that happened that we want to talk about, we'll do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case. Cause like, you know, general spoilers. Oh, this is last episode, 17 minutes in spoilers, you know,
yeah.
Second season or some shit.
I have a weird question for you guys. Like how's your listenership? I know that's a weird question, but and maybe not a nice question, but I'm curious. Like, are people tuning in?
We have a pretty consistent viewership.
Oh yeah. Okay. Fuck yeah.
We were honestly surprised because
yeah.
I guess we kind of skipped that part, but like when we were
with YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. We started just throwing the shit on YouTube because we were just like, all right, we'll just throw it up on YouTube. Who cares? Who gives a shit? And then we kind of did that off and on for a year or two.
I think it was 2 years.
Yeah, about 2 years at this point. but yeah, so we just throw it up and we're like, I kind of want to do something more with this, but we didn't know what until kind of this year. And then we just kind of started getting into the groove of things because before that
was a good time to get that done, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're just like, either we'd be a regular on our podcast scheduling, or it'd be like, oh yes, we recorded in the summer and here are 3 episodes in December.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, fuck that shit. I'm tired of having a podcast once every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
It looks annoying when I see the skips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels bad when you look at like 7 months ago, 2 months ago, a week ago.
I won't listen. If I see that on a pod, I won't listen to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we're like, fuck it, dude. We can't keep doing this shit. Let's get it together. And so, cool. Yeah, we just started doing that. And we were surprised by, like, how many downloads we were just getting consistently every week, even to this day.
Yeah. We like moved all of our shit onto a website and basically tried to put our podcast on as many different listening platforms as possible.
Yeah, that's the move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just sat down. It's not that hard to figure out either. I thought it would be much more difficult when I first started this thing. But I was like, fuck, this is like 4 clicks and a PayPal link or whatever. And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, we've just been going on that. We've kind of gotten into our groove. When coming, like, every week, we're like, all right, what are we doing? What show are we doing next? Because we've only done maybe one show, I think, that we have more than one season, specifically because we decided that when we do multiple seasons of a show, we make them into individual episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's just...
That's good. That's easier on the, because if the idea is the listener is gonna watch it with you or whatever, right? That's mm-hmm. that's yeah. right.
Yeah, it was just it's just hard on us to do 3 seasons of a show, multiple weeks in a row, and then it's kind of like, people who don't care are like, all right, well, 3 weeks, we'll see, yeah. I'll see you in a month, yeah. And I don't want to do that, you know, so we kind of refrain from that. But if we really like a show. That's why we did do all 3 seasons of Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei.
Yeah.
Just because we love the show so much.
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed you guys, when you listed your animes, you didn't, your favorite ones, there was no normie shit. So I want to know your feelings on certain, like, normie shit. I don't know if this is...
Our entire thesis statement of the podcast... is kind of no normie shit. Our kind of like raison d'etre, as it were, is kind of placed in fuck that.
Yeah.
I hate normie shit. Yeah. Spite, kind of, you know. I mean, you can go into that more, Catch.
When I was younger, I never had, like, I watched a couple episodes of Naruto here and there. I watched whatever was on Toonami at the time. The closest thing to anime that I like consistently watched when I was younger was Avatar, and that's not really an anime. But
yeah.
So I never really cared about the big shows like Bleach, One Piece, Naruto, Dragon Ball. Tomorrow likes Dragon Ball. That's like that's his normie show.
Yeah,
but I'll
fuck with Dragon Ball heavy, dude. The games are sick. Although that's really where I come from.
But like in terms of like. Popular shows at the time like Demon Slayer, this and the third, Goblin Slayer, shit like that. It's just like the reasons that a lot of shows get popular, like big, in my opinion, with a couple of exceptions, are reasons why I don't like certain shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like I like a lot of complexity and like I need to rewatch this show 5 fucking times in order to understand what's happening.
Yeah. So you don't like the kind of soap operatic nature of like a long running shonen because it's no different than your grandma's soap opera. Like
you watch it once and you basically remember most of this shit except for like 1,000 episode shows or whatever, where it's like, you know, certain arcs are there for you, but I like this shit where it's just like, your eyes have to be glued to the screen in order to know what's happening.
You got to go back and pause it to see what the words said on the screen.
Yeah.
I had to do that with MM, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. I can understand that. That show is hectic, to say the least.
Yeah, bro.
Something.
It's something. It's a little something.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, I watched all the popular shonen shows kind of. I was in a weird place where growing up, I watched a lot of shows from the 80s. He-Man, He-Cliff, Dragon Ball, we had the VHS tapes. So that's kind of the region I grew up in where I was like, oh, look at this old shit.
Where were you watching? On the internet?
I was watching them on a VHS player.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I didn't have a computer until I was like 12 or some shit. So I was kind of behind everyone else when it came to like, oh, this is current and coming up shit. Like Naruto didn't exist to me until I was like in middle school, high school, like at that point. So Dragon Ball was my main thing. It was like, that's anime. And then there were a couple other things throughout the years that didn't register in my brain when I was younger as anime, and then later come back to me. I'm like, what was that show that nobody's heard of? aired in 2001 or whatever
the fuck. He likes to do that shit a lot.
Yeah. I'm the one who has like all the random ass shows that literally nobody's heard of. Most of the shows we do are from me. So
yeah. Okay, yeah.
I have the larger watch list, I think, in comparison.
But would you argue that yours has more depth?
Shows I watch? My watch list?
Isaac's has more depth. But
like, no.
Quality over quantity. I'm trying to pitch you guys against each other.
Oh, we're always against each other. It's just
depends the on shows how. That I really like are very in-depth, but at the same time, I love watching shitty shows. That's my forte. I love watching shows and just being like, fuck this. This is terrible. Where's the next season at?
He loves that shit.
That's my shit. I love that so much.
I hate it. I can't stand that. The thing is, most of the shows, if not all of the shows that he's watched, I've already watched.
Yeah.
With like maybe one or two exceptions. So it's interesting. I get to see his reactions to the shitty shows I've watched over the years. And, I've watched, man, it's so weird. I watched Dragon Ball, Naruto, and One Piece all within like a 5-year span.
In full.
Yes. I watched.
That's fucked. All of One Piece.
My legendary One Piece watch through was recorded 2 weeks over spring break.
Yeah. He just fucking watched it all.
I went, okay, what's filler? What's fake? And let's move that out of the way. Okay. That's still 800 episodes.
Yeah, because One Piece surprisingly doesn't have like a shit ton of filler, right?
No. And I remember is I watched until I passed out. I woke up and I watched with bathroom breaks.
That's wild.
And then I just came out in like a cold sweat, like...
Do you keep up with it still? Or?
I do keep up with it now, yes.
Okay.
It's much easier to handle.
Week to week, I'm sure, yeah. I've always wanted to catch up with it because I've heard it's consistent, and I find like almost like a dopamine release with like classic shonen bullshit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You get like, that nostalgia kind of.
Yeah. My tolerance for the fight scenes is much lower than it was when I was a child, though.
Like, I agree. Yeah. They're too drawn out for me now.
Yeah. Like, I've gone back to DBZ like once every couple years, and I'm like, nah, fuck this. I'm not watching this.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
The first show, though, Dragon Ball, held up.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's a more consistent story, at least. Like,
it's much more concise. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. myself enjoy Dragon Ball.
Yeah. okay, what do you guys think of Evangelion? Because I'm curious about that. That's a big, like, normies love that shit now. But
oh, yeah.
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 Thank you, Netflix.
Thank you, Netflix.
Evangelion,
I'm a normal.
I haven't watched the whole thing.
Really?
I've watched bits and pieces. It's definitely like a kind of like sad boy, like emo anime to watch.
I think it's brilliant, to be clear. Like, I'm a big fan. But
it does have a big draw. Yeah. I can see why it does as well. I personally think it's not bad. I think it's too long for what it wants to do.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
It could have lost, like, 6 episodes, I think.
Absolutely. It could have lost at least 6 episodes.
Yeah.
It tells it what it wants to do. Like, if you've ever seen Devilman Crybaby, which also came out on Netflix.
I gave up on
it. It's doing a lot of similar things a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And it's hitting you with that emotional whiplash twice an episode. I'm like...
I feel like, in my opinion...
Yeah.
With Crybaby, they just tried to do too much. Like,
really? You thought it was paced too fast?
I wasn't, like, I like the show. It's pretty fucking good, but at the same time, it's like...
I didn't like the animation. It turned me off. It was too high budget and clearly, like, like American money was thrown at it, and I was just like,
I love weirdo, like, even terrible looking shows, like... Fucking Mononoke. That's another one in my top 10.
Yeah.
It's basically like made out of paper.
Okay. Yeah. People love that one. Yeah. People love that one. There was one show I watched way back that now that you say that, I can't remember. And it's all the characters are like little ball guys, like very poorly, like, oh, help me out here. Does that ring a bell?
Little ball guys.
Somebody get on Google here, bro. You guys have seen it. It's like not, ah, fuck. What was it called? And they were like cute little ball guys. It was like, it had like Hello Kitty vibes, but it wasn't like bright neon pink.
The
Doraemon?
Yes.
Pop Team Epic.
No, it wasn't Pop Team Epic. That's like
That's recent.
it was probably
2011.
2011. Okay.
Maybe a little bit later, the one I'm thinking of.
That's more recent than I thought. My definition of recent is screwy. Yeah. I'm like, SAO came out, it's new.
I know.
Yeah.
I had it was like I was in early high school myself when it came out, I think. And I was like trying to flirt with getting back into anime. I got embarrassed by how much I loved anime. That's my story too.
Really?
I was obsessed when I was in elementary school and middle school. And mm-hmm. I experienced what I felt was like bullying. And I felt like I was a loser and shit. And mm-hmm. like in between grade 8 and grade 9, which is when we go into high school. I was like, fuck it. Flannel shirts, music, let's go.
That's hard.
Yeah, and I did it. And then it got fucking cool, and I was like, "Yeah, fuck."
That's the fucking thing. It's like
I was so upset, to be honest.
We got teased in fucking middle school, high school, for liking anime, and all of a sudden it's like this big thing that everyone can just like. I earned my right to watch anime. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I earned that shit.
Gatekeeping.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
I'm fine with gatekeeping.
Yeah. I mean, I had, like, a massive manga collection and shit, like, in, like, 2007 or something, right?
Yeah.
Which is wild.
It was a weird-ass boom, and you're like, hey, have you seen this? One Punch Man? Everyone's talking about him. I'm like, no, I haven't.
Yeah. One Punch Man was huge, man. Yeah.
Why would I watch an anime about a bald guy? I'm good.
Yeah.
Hair,
I was like, whatever. I don't really care about that.
I thought that show was comfy. I watched it in one sitting, hungover, and I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I liked it. In the end, I just was like, there's no draw to me from that show initially.
You know, I didn't like the show
at that point.
I watched the iceberg meme though. You know the iceberg meme.
Yeah,
level depth. Yeah,
we are down there. We're probably if at most probably one step below the lowest level you can get.
Yeah, well, you guys are pseudo intellectualizing cartoon pornography, essentially, right? So that's
our job.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we like to make it sound like we know where to, we like to make it sound like it's an actual thing we're discussing.
Yeah, we're really good at just bullshitting into sounding professional, but at the same time, just talking about ass and tits.
Yeah, kind of perfected our way through school that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely,
that's my.
We were known for doing presentations on literally nothing and throwing in TV show clips because we could.
Oh God!
and make it sound like it made sense.
That's the thing. Like,
got away with A's.
our PowerPoints would be the most horrendous looking things possible. We'd still pass the class. Like,
yeah, we one time did one where we just threw a bunch of Eric Andre clips.
Mm-hmm.
I think it a quote by.
It was Young Thug. It was Thugga.
Okay,
yeah. A quote by Thugga on, and then all tied it together to some bullshit.
It was Thugger quote. Transcendentalism.
Absolutely, it all makes sense if you think about it.
It makes sense if you don't think about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's just kind of been our thing. So you're like, hey, we can do something with this.
Mm-hmm.
We might as well.
You might as well do. So the people you went to high school with, are they aware of your podcast? Do they know? Has anyone said anything to you guys?
No. I had a weird thing happen.
Pressure for you guys. Like, I've been out of high school 8 years. You guys have been out of high school 1 year, 2 years, right?
I think
2 years? Something like that.
Two.
But
yeah,
recently, in freshman year, I was talking to this one woman. And
fine young lady, if you will.
Yeah. A freshman woman. Yeah.
She was a senior at the time.
Okay.
But so she got out, whatever. I kind of forgot about her. Recently, she started following the podcast Instagram, and it's I was never tagged in any of the posts, so I think she just found it and saw like a video of me, since we do like manga reviews as well.
Yeah.
And like, I think for me, that's the closest thing to people from school knowing about our podcast. Okay.
I think our inner friend circle definitely all knows.
That's like, true.
About 9 people.
Yeah.
Because they know, because it's unavoidable. We're like, all right, bro, we gotta go do podcast shit. What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna go talk about titties, bro. Leave us alone. we got it. Listen, it's a job to do.
It's important. Right?
We gotta go. The fuck. God damn it.
Fuck, that's funny.
So yeah, but like we never really made it. We never publicized, I guess, because in the same sense, it's like, all right, if normies know, it's just like, all right. They won't get anything out of it, in a sense.
And I mean, you guys are doing something potentially in the wrong hands, like scoldable. I think.
Oh, we do more than that.
Yeah.
definitely not gotten.
We joke about it a lot. Like some of this shit that we say could put us on a list somewhere.
It most likely put us on multiple lists. But our thing is, if you can't handle it, don't listen.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a joke. Jokes are jokes at the end of the day. If you think that's really how we feel about every subject matter, then you're not paying attention, / you're stupid. Yeah. You know? Dude,
that's the shit why I love Zoomers, you know? Like, Gen Z. I fuck with Gen Z very heavily for... They understand irony very well.
They do. Yeah.
And most people might...
We're lucky.
...are, in my opinion, a little...
Oh, sensitive? Like,
real sensitive, yeah. Like, I generally try to not address this shit on my podcast because, like, I want to talk to anybody. And
right, yeah.
Stuff like this can alienate people, but it's also like, I don't know. I mean, if I'd happily hear someone out who felt hurt by something. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we also we haven't gotten
nobody's
any
gonna be
yet.
Hurt by your podcast.
If someone was so actually like, hey, this like something you talked about. Like, that's really touching for me. I'd be like, oh, shit, my bad. I wouldn't take down the video, but I'd
well,
be
yeah.
like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when we talk about shows, we'll be like, if you like this show, fuck you, fuck off, stop listening.
On multiple occasions.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Stop listening to the show. Go do better things with your life.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know? That's what I find interesting about this medium, though, especially doing it weekly, is like, you hear about the? You remember the guy from SNL? Do you guys remember when that happened?
And I do remember when that happened. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, holy shit! You like accidentally like fucked yourself with this thing that you definitely weren't thinking about at that time, and like that kind of damning yourself, because he was doing a bit.
Right? Yeah. Of course. Yeah. It's always a bit, man.
And I'm like, yeah. But if he wasn't doing a bit, then you know, like maybe.
Right.
But he was doing a bit. He was making fun of racist New York landlords.
Yeah.
That's his bit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, motherfucker, that's so stupid.
Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of the risk.
Yeah.
Always. We were like, do we like sacrifice our comedy for like alienating viewers? We're like, no, fuck them. I think, because the potential here is that we actually draw an audience that understands, you know? Yeah.
We're not going for the average, you know, like, watch a couple minutes here and there, watch an episode or two, some shit like that. We're going for the people that fucking spend their lives watching anime. And they understand.
Like that specific, those specific people, right? Because in our lives specifically, we were the only two who were like, no, we absolutely get what we're saying. You know, it makes sense. Everyone else is too sensitive.
It's like, that's why we click so much.
But even like not fluent in the, like specifically in relation to anime, like not fluent in the medium, right?
Because
it's like, it's different, man. It's different. Like it plays by different rules of what goes and what doesn't go. Like ethically, specifically. Like it's very, and it doesn't, even in shit that's like pseudo PG-13, it won't beat around the bush of certain topics.
Yeah, just because it's from the other side. Right? Yeah.
Because I don't, yeah, I guess.
Japan.
they don't have the kind of, what do they call, like Judeo-Christian, like.
No, the Prudence.
But they kind of do, you know.
They have it in certain respects. It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
But it's also interesting to see the dynamic there on how willing they are open for some things and then other things that are deeply rooted in their society. That becomes obvious the more you watch the anime. That's also very interesting. The more anime you watch, the more trends you see was like, oh, they just don't want to talk about this ever, you know?
Yeah.
Like any specific issue. None come to mind in particular.
Even on like a lighter level, when you watch a lot of anime, you just understand formulas that they have.
Big time.
Yeah. How a bunch of shows are copy paste of other shows, and you know, like what Tamara was saying, like things that anime doesn't like to talk about, or like for example, the more modern anime, they like to pop jokes at the expense of gay people's humor, or at the expense of gay people, and and like trans people and shit like that. And it's like,
absolutely,
I get it that they're not being strictly like, hey, you guys are bad. But at the same time, it's like,
it shows they're behind.
That's the vibe I get. But now they're at least willing to acknowledge that it exists. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And you see the newer shows you watch, the more it's just like, oh, who cares? Who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You identify as a guy. Cool.
Whatever. The shit with Crunchyroll and all that shit, it seems like there's kind of a homogenization, which I am concerned about just in terms of it bastardizing it as a solo medium. Because technically anime is just fucking TV shows. But then when you watch enough of them, and you guys definitely have, I can't say that I have, but I'm seasoned enough. I've read a lot of manga, though, that being said.
Yeah,
It's like it's its own fucking medium. It doesn't stand. You can't critically view it in the same eye as, like Seinfeld or fucking I don't know a Roman Polanski movie or some shit. Like
yeah. The thing that you get out of all these manga and anime is that every single one is being created by either one person or a group of people, and so many different groups of people and singular people who created these ideas and put them on paper solo. There's no director, there's no producer going through that process, at least in the manga, right? Yeah. And then when that gets streamlined into an anime, but like that's not really, they're not changing anything.
No.
So that's why you get such a diverse range of this medium, because they're just individual people making these stories.
It's creator driven
inherently. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is what's interesting. But a lot of times it seems like the viewer doesn't even worry about that for the most part even either.
No, I don't think most people think about that. I mean,
I don't really know. I only know fucking Hideako Anno. That's it. That's all I got.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Off the top of my head, at least. I guess Clamp. I know Clamp.
Right.
I kind
of toy animation. Yeah. Like those are the studios. And then you go down, you keep going down. And it's just like, oh no, these all started from individual people just being like, let's make this.
Yeah.
This is a whole idea. I have a whole story. And that's where you get such like consistent and thorough stories like Full Metal Alchemist, you know, made by one person who wanted to write what they wrote, want to get the subject matter said and spoken, their thoughts. And then they wrapped up the story, you know?
Yeah.
It's so concise. And
they even got a second anime out of it because they weren't happy with the way they treated the first one.
Exactly. That's what makes it so interesting.
Same kind of shit with like One Punch Man, for example. You go down and you look like the original sketches for that were like doodles.
Yeah, it's a webcomic, right?
Yeah.
And then they were like, fuck it. Let's make it decent looking. And then they animated that shit. And it was all just like one guy for the drawing and writing process.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The second season of that show was shit.
Yeah, I stayed away.
Yeah, I watched the first episode and I was like, it's literally not the same show.
It was not made by the same studio, if I recall. So
and I don't think the creator was involved in the second season either, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so I was like, I just, usually my thing is, okay, there's a show I watched that I've never read the manga, which is rare now, but back then, you go, okay, I finished. Oh, new season isn't out, let me go read it.
Yeah,
you know, let me catch up, see what's going on currently. Let me go read it, so then I can stand high and mighty above all you Attack on Titan fans who are excited for season 4 tomorrow. And I'm like, I've known this for 3 years.
Yeah,
you know nothing.
I haven't seen it. My buddy,
don't worry.
My buddy's just like, watch this shit. It's tight. Although,
yeah. I don't spoil big shows that people are watching.
Yeah.
I've been holding the secret for 3 years. I think I can do it for a little longer. I should be fine. Oh, I was gonna ask. I think this is kind of the first time we've kind of asked this question. What is it like for a listening experience for you personally when you went and kind of watched through our things? Because we've never really gotten much viewer feedback, which is always interesting.
Yeah.
Aside from the people we personally know and have asked. So yeah, it's kind of interesting to see.
That being said, like I'm probably outside of what most of your listenership is in terms of demographic. Like, like maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
Like, I don't watch a shit ton of anime anymore, you know?
Yeah, right.
But I like it. Anyways, but it's funny, man. It's funny. You guys have a lot of dead air, honestly. But that's that's chill. Yeah, I like it. You guys just sound like good buddies, and that's always, like, but you have, like, a driving topic, so it's not just, like, some bullshit, you know what I mean?
Right.
And yeah. I find that that's quite good. And also, like, you guys aren't, like, painstakingly dorky.
Yeah, that is one thing we do hate to see.
Yeah. Like, you know, like this soy boy or whatever meme.
Yeah,
you know, you guys don't exude any of that energy.
Yeah,
right out the gate, I was like, "Fuck, thank God!" When I saw it, I hit play, I was like, "Oh, sick!" Like, these are just two fucking young dudes shooting shit, having a laugh, quoting Chief Keef, like.
Yeah. Yep.
So but what do you mean, like, as a listener, like, is that what you mean?
Yeah, well, from us personally, we sometimes on rare occasion go back and actually watch the episodes.
Yeah. And we're like, I try not to do that myself, but
yeah, I don't either. I don't try to make it a habit, but we go like, does this even make coherent sense?
Sometimes you guys lose me for sure.
Yeah. But. So we're like could anyone ever make sense of this conversation that's happening? And we hopefully are like, hopefully people enjoy that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, we'll get sidetracked for like 20, 30 fucking minutes. And it's like, all right, we have a show to talk about.
And yeah.
So we're like, is there any connecting ties between what we were talking about before and after? But, you know, it's just like, fuck it. We're having fun. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I think the way we go off track is what makes it hard to follow though, mostly. Yeah. if I had to guess. And we're aware we're hopefully
don't change the damn thing though. Just keep it. It's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's part of our strength. Our weakness is, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's just interesting to hear your opinion.
Yeah. I like lo-fi shit too. It's like, it's pretty lo-fi. Like, you guys recorded over Discord and don't really worry about fidelity and shit. Like, I like that a lot myself. Like, I don't care. I actually really hate really like podcasts that are like really composed. You know what I mean?
In a studio and like,
well, like, I don't, if it's in a studio and it sounds good, like that's chill. But if it has like little theme song bits in like,
oh yeah,
massively like, and shit like that, I find it cringy.
Yeah, that's too much. It's a podcast, bro. You're supposed to talk.
It's a waste of your time.
Our biggest motto has always been, oh, that's too hard, fuck it.
We have a motto?
I would only ever beef up my show if I could do it live, you know what I mean? Where when the second I finished talking to you guys, whatever the extra shit I did while we were talking.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. I think the only thing we've tried to do is kind of up the presentation of our YouTube visuals. Because before we just throw it up, it'd just be our logos and then a black screen.
Yeah.
And we just kind of stepped that up. So now we just have the openings playing in the background, kind of blurred out.
Right,
and and have our logos and shit. Just to make it more visually engaging for YouTube.
I think that's good,
I think that's about all we haven't really tried to like change anything in particular, because we're like, we were pretty confident going in. We're like, it works. It works. So we're going to keep doing it. The only thing we've done is just add as time goes on, we've removed pieces. We used to do like anime news, like early on. They were like,
we did that.
It takes too long and I don't care.
It takes too long. It's fucking, it's boring.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't, and we didn't really care.
I think the big thing though was that was when we were very inconsistent with our uploads. So we would be like, this new show is coming out and it's like already done finished. It's already finished by the time we actually upload the episode.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're just like, no, that's not worth it. Keep the episodes an hour. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
The time should be long enough. Let's do some hentai ones that are shorter. It's funnier, in our opinion, to joke about that stuff. We get much more material out of it. Mm-hmm. It's much snappier. And it reduces the burden of watching an anime every single week.
Yeah, that's what I figured when I was looking at the format. I was like, oh, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, I see it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we were like, no, let's just do it every week.
Yeah,
and we're like,
no, fuck that, though.
I'm going to die. It's not worth it.
It's literally something we would have had to commit like an hour or so every single night just watching a show every week. It's like,
make it sustainable.
Let's do some hentai. We like skim through it if we've already watched it. We watch it if we haven't.
Hey, some watch it and some have enjoyed it. Listen.
Yeah.
I ain't saying nothing for nobody, but.
Fuck yeah. Cool. All right. You guys want to end my show and move on to the next? You down?
Sure.
Yeah. Nope. All right. Yeah. Sorry. This has been tomorrow and you go by couch. Is that right? That's your. Yeah. Yeah,
Mar, it's whatever.
From the great Why Food Debate, check it out.
Yes, sir.
With it.
Let's go. Yes, sir.
All right.